A charity operating in parks across the country is providing free healthcare to the pets of homeless people. The volunteer vets have been particularly active in Hobart as Tasmania's housing affordability crisis worsens and pet-friendly properties become difficult to find. Felicity Ogilvie reports from the Hobart Mobile Vet Clinic.
Good boy, Dex. Can you sit?
Oh, good boy. You do paw?
In a Hobart park, Dexter is having a free checkup.
Oh, thank you. Good boy.
Beautiful, aren't you, Dex? You're being a very good boy. Being very patient.
Vet Gabby Lawson uses a stethoscope to listen to the dog's heart. Then she checks the Kelpie Cross Labrador for sniffles.
No coughing or sneezing?
No.
Excellent.
No.
And he had his monthly parasite control today, and he was wormed last month, and I think we said he's due for his vaccination next month.
Yes, that's correct. So I'll see you guys back here next month.
Awesome.
Owner Beck Earth is stroking the dog's shiny black fur.
Oh, he's like my son. I can't have children of my own, so just having Dexter is just so beautiful. Like, we've got such a beautiful bond.
Dexter means so much to Beck Earth that she refused to give him up when faced with eviction from her rental for having a pet. Finding a place to live in Hobart isn't easy. It has the country's most unaffordable rents for a capital city. So Miss Earth resorted to living in a tent with Dexter.
Pets are just great companions, and I was going through such a hard time in my life where people just weren't being friendly to me, and I just thought, you know, having this little man by my side meant more than having a home, because eventually I would get a home.
Almost an hour's drive south of Hobart in the Huon Valley, an animal sanctuary is overwhelmed with surrendered pets. The founder and manager of the Brightside Sanctuary, Emma Haswell, tries to comfort the people who have to give away their pets.
It's really horrendous. You never forget having people here. I've had a few women recently, and they just, it's really awful to see people go through so much distress and sadness as they surrender their best friend.
And can you describe it? Are they crying?
Oh yeah. They can't talk, and they, you know, it's really awful. It's just something that you don't forget having to. It's exhausting, and it's upsetting, and it's emotionally draining, and it's just so sad. I mean, it's Tasmania. We shouldn't have homeless people in Tasmania. You know, we're a state that's small enough to be able to look after everybody.
Ms. Haswell says dogs are the animal most frequently given up, followed by rabbits.
It's a terrible thing that people can't find somewhere to live where they can have their dog. You know, people need their dogs. When everything else fails in life, the one thing you're always going to have there is your dog. And there's a lot of people that rely very heavily on dogs, especially I find a lot of them that call me are victims of domestic violence, and they've had to leave and they're homeless and they can't have their dog. And it's very sad.
For those who choose to keep their pets and sleep on the streets or in their cars, a free mobile vet service is now available in a Hobart park. The Pets in the Park charity started in Western Sydney a decade ago when a vet set up a table at a park in Parramatta. Now the free clinics are run in most states. It's not yet in South Australia or the Northern Territory. Australians who are homeless or risk becoming homeless can use the service if they get a referral from a charity such as the Salvation Army. In Hobart, volunteers like vet Gabby Lawson run the clinic.
Oh, well, it's fantastic. We can really see that we are actually making a difference. And without us, the animals just wouldn't get the care that they needed due to obviously financial constraints and the difficulties that their owners are having.
Since the Hobart Clinic started in February 2018, it has treated 138 dogs and 50 cats.
Good boy.
Anything to say, Dex? Another treat?
Gonna bark?
Dex sit?
Oh, good boy.
Dexter and his owner Beck Earth are regulars, and vet Gabby Lawson offers Dexter a treat before she examines him.
Oh, yum.
Oh, what else can you do, Dex?
Oh, begging.
Can Dex drop?
Dexter was one of our original patients. So through our service, he's had regular vet checks. We've vaccinated him. He's been microchipped. We arranged for him to be desexed. And we've also treated a couple of minor health concerns that he had. He had a sore foot and he's had some ear trouble as well.
The Mobile Vet Clinic has given Beckerth so much more than free healthcare for her beloved dog.
Pets in the Park helped me just by bringing me out of my shell and by making me learn to lose my anxiety to be able to deal with Dexter. And then Dexter brought me out of my shell to be able to get a job. So to be able to come to Pets in the Park just gives me that reassurance that I am doing the right thing and that everything that I've done has been well worth it.
Beckerth is now in supported housing, a place where her dog is welcome. She also has a job as a barista. Ms. Earth can't thank the Pets in the Park charity enough for helping her to keep her dog.
There was a time in my life where, yeah, as I said, things weren't going very well for me and I just needed someone that wouldn't judge me or hurt me. So I saw Dexter on the internet and instantly I just fell in love. And he was 9 weeks old and I got him dropped off and we've just been inseparable ever since. So, yeah. He knows when I'm sad, he knows when I'm happy. He's just so loving, he's just got so much love to give and it's just really beautiful to see how far he's come and how far we've actually both come as a team, yeah. Hey, baby.
Beckerth and her dog Dexter, ending that report from Felicity Ogilvie in Hobart.